for June 16, 2025. Could I get a motion, please?
Yes. I move to approve the minutes of the assembly meeting from June 16, 2025.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Next, we have public hearings. We have three of them. The first one is regarding ordinance 20...
Amendments to the agenda.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Could I get any amendments and approval of the meeting agenda?
I'll move to approve the meeting agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Appreciate that correction. Now we have move on to public hearings. Ordinance 2025-11, an ordinance amending the official zoning map for service area 1 of the Petersburg Borough to rezone government lot 12, section 35, township 58, south, range 79 east, Copper River Meridian, parcel number 01-014-010, located at 1016 Sandy Beach Road from rural residential to single family residential. Any public testimony regarding this ordinance should be given during this public hearing, and a copy of it may be found on this agenda. Is there anyone wishing to speak at this public hearing? Seeing none, that public hearing is closed. The next one is ordinance 2025-12, an ordinance of the Petersburg Borough adjusting the FY 2026 budget for known changes. Any public testimony regarding this ordinance should be given during this public hearing, and a copy of it may be found under agenda item 14B on the agenda packet. Any comments on this in this hearing? Seeing none, that public hearing is closed. I guess there were only two, so that moves us on to bid awards. We have the award recommendation. Scow Bay Storage Building Addition. Utility Director Hagerman requests approval to award Scow Bay Storage Building Addition Project to Steelhead Enterprises for an amount not to exceed $100,000. A memo from Director Hagerman with the bidder information for the June 11, 2025 bid opening is attached to this meeting packet. Could I get a motion to accept this award recommendation?
So moved to approve the Scow Bay Storage Building Addition.
Second that.
Thank you. It's been moved by Member Lynn, seconded by Member Newman. Any discussion, or is it we just go straight to the call for the question?
Member Lynn. If we could ask Carl to talk a minute about what that storage building is for and what it's to be used for.
Up there it is.
They're all
turn green.
This needs to turn green.
There we go. Through the mayor, thank you for that question. So this storage addition is so that the power and light department can put various materials that have been out in the weather undercover and preserve their value over time. This is using money that is still available in the Scow Bay pole yard move project that we were going to try and build a standalone storage structure for this purpose, and started looking at the Scow Bay storage building that's in place right now and realized that there was one section of roofing that could be added to that fairly easily. And so we moved ahead with that direction, and that is what the award recommendation is about today.
Thank you for that extra information. Thank you. Appreciate the question there. Okay, seeing no further discussion, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Member Stanton Greger?
Yes.
Member Marsh?
Yes. Thank you. That passes 4-0. Next, we have the Scow Bay Generator Step-Up Transformer Bid Award. Utility Director Hagerman recommends the award of the Scow Bay Generator Step-Up Transformer Procurement to GD Partner for an amount not to exceed $274,273.75. A memo from Director Hagerman with the bidder information for the June 2025 bid opening is attached to this meeting packet. Do we have any extra questions or discussion on that? Director Hagerman, would
first,
you...
First, we need a motion.
Oh, thank you. Could I get a motion, please?
Make a motion to approve the bid award for the Scow Bay Generator Step-Up Transformer.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion by Member Newman, second by Member Lynn. Now, Director Hagerman, would you mind extrapolating more information on that?
Absolutely. Excuse me. So this transformer is the piece of equipment that goes between the new diesel generator that will be stationed out in Scow Bay and the system. That generator will generate power at 11,000 volts, and we need to step up that voltage to our system voltage of 14.4 to 24.9 kilovolts in order to use that generator. So a very important piece of equipment. This bid generated a lot of interest in the industry. To get 10 bids on a piece of equipment like this was surprising to me. The amount of work that went into just evaluating the bids that we received and making sure that the resulting recommendation to the assembly was in the best interest of the borough was the key factor. And I feel that the award recommendation to GD Partners, who is a U.S. Partner of very large transformer manufacturer in India, is basically without risk. They followed our bid specification to the letter. They gave us exactly what we asked for, and they are not expecting payment until the transformer is in our hands and accepted. So the risk to this purchase is very low, and the fact that they spent a lot of time meeting the bid spec that we put out really pushed us in this direction.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Seeing no further discussion, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Lynn?
Yes. Oh.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes. Thank you. That passes 4-0. Next, we have on the agenda persons to be heard related to agenda. Anyone wishing to share their views on any item on today's agenda may do so at this time. Do we have anyone who would like to speak? Yes, please step forward, state your name, who you represent, and please remember the 5-minute time limit.
Hi, my name is Becky Knight. Thank you for considering Resolution 2025-14A, a resolution opposing the sale of public lands and advocating for responsible stewardship. I urge you to approve it in its entirety. Although the provision to allow for the sale of public lands was removed from the reconciliation bill prior to its passage, I believe it's important to send a clear message to the administration not to take the public out of public lands. These are lands we all enjoy and derive great pleasure from. We need no one's permission to enjoy them. Public lands provide important habitat for a variety of species, and their forests sequester vast amounts of carbon, which impact climate change. That's the short version. For those who remain unconvinced that public land should stay in public ownership, please consider that taxpayer-funded forest roads, bridges, trails, log transfer facilities, decades-long planning processes, and the cost of silvicultural treatments would be transferred along with their natural resources. I doubt that those fiscal losses would be considered in any transfer debacle. Currently, with every day, the threat of privatization of public lands remain. Indeed, in a heartbeat, they could be lost forever with the muzzle-shot pace of actions coming from Pennsylvania Avenue. And as an aside, the president's own son came to Petersburg, to the Petersburg area during the COVID crisis to ostensibly hunt on public lands. Speaks to the value that he has for public lands. And I urge you to please approve this resolution. Thank you.
Testimony. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on items related to today's agenda? No one else on Zoom?
We do have Dave Beebe,
okay,
who is on Zoom.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Beebe.
Hi, I'm David Beebe. I'm speaking on behalf of myself. I urge the vote, the borough to vote in approval of resolution 2025-14 and the principles and objectives it defends. Attempts to privatize the public lands of the Tongass have been and will remain an unceasing attempt well beyond Project 2025. Passing this resolution is not only crucial to the interests of all members of the public residing in the Petersburg Borough, it is crucial to all present and future generations of all Americans. Approval of this resolution by the Borough Assembly will reinforce the rationales as to why the majority of Congress refused to include this in the passing of the recent Big Bad Billionaires Bill. Thank you for this opportunity to speak.
Free testimony. Is there anyone else who is on Zoom or would like to speak? Okay, thank you. Seeing none, we'll move on to anyone wishing to be heard on items not related to today's agenda. Is there anyone who'd like to speak? Yes, please step forward, state your name and who you represent.
My name is John Haverlick and I represent myself. And before I get started, I wish I was where Jay is. There's blue sky and sunshine there. He's such a show off. Anyway, a couple things. One, I'd like to see if I could encourage the council or the assembly and maybe, and especially Petersburg Indian Association, since they have a little bit of roads money, to paint lines, redoing the bike path in downtown to put in the yellow lines down the center. I think it'd be helpful for traffic, and I walk about 5 miles a day, and it's really dangerous on the bike path because you can't see where the lines are anymore between the road, what's on the road and what's off the road. So I'd really appreciate that. And downtown, I see the people are sort of weaving in and out on the center of the road, and they don't seem to understand where the middle of the road is anymore. So I think it would just be helpful and be a great safety precaution. I know definitely with the bike path too. And the other thing I'd like to reiterate what I did a couple weeks ago is that that we do something about people having their dogs off leashes and pooping on the bike path and downtown. It's really bad for not only people in town here, but I see the tourists walking through that all the time, and it really looks bad for our city, both of these things, not to have those lines drawn and have to walk and poop. So it'd be helpful if we did something like Glow does at the harbor with managing that. And I'd like to thank you for listening to me today.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on items not related to today's agenda? Clerk, is there anyone on Zoom?
No, there's no one else on Zoom.
Okay, thank you.
We do have, yes, Director Hankins.
Thank you.
Hi, Aaron Hankins, speaking on behalf of the fire department. I'd like to invite the members of the public that would be interested in helping the borough run shelter operations during a large disaster to participate in a training that's being held by the Red Cross on August 15th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the fire station. This is to set up a shelter in accordance with the Red Cross and FEMA's guidelines for the caring of affected citizens in case of like landslide, flood, anything like that. Keeping them fed, keeping them warm, keeping them housed until such time that additional resources from the state and the federal government can come help us out. Again, that class is August 15th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Station 1. And then we will follow that up with an actual exercise at the Parks and Rec Gym on August 16th. So thank you guys very much.
All right, thank you, Mr. Hankins. Okay. Looks like we are good on that one. Next, we have boards, commission, and committee reports. There are none. Next is consent agenda. Nothing on that either. Moving on to report of other officers. First off, we have Petersburg Medical Center CEO Hofstetter will update the assembly on the medical center activities.
Hello, good afternoon. Phil Hofstetter, Petersburg Medical Center CEO. I submitted my report. couple of highlights worth noting. One is the federal budget. Obviously, that's been in the news, and I've spoken about that quite a bit, so the impacts related to that are going to be something we're going to have to monitor very closely. The things that, as I mentioned previously, are really about eligibility and work requirements for Medicaid, as well as the verification, which is something that we're going to, it's a lot of red tape, it's bureaucracy, so we're going to, we have staff, we're getting trained to make sure we meet those needs for the community. We still don't know the exact impact of that with those cuts in Petersburg, but as I know, I'll report that out at the assembly meetings. Along those lines, we are offering, I just want to make a plug for Brandy Boggs. She's offering asset protection planning and long-term care Medicaid. This is actually a great example of the existing, you know, sort of red tape related to Medicaid and how do you get enrolled and how do you plan for the future. Brandy is an expert in this area, and she's providing some classes so learn about Medicare basics and long-term Medicaid planning, and that is Wednesday, July 9th, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and this is in our conference room at the hospital. Saturday, July 12th, 10 to 11:30 p.m., if I'm reading that correctly. Friday, July 11th, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Saturday, July 12th at 1 to 2:30 p.m. So various times. It's on our website. So I think it's these have been very well received, and we kind of looked at the terminology instead of just like planning for Medicaid, but we looked at it in the way of asset protection. So just as you get older, I'm going to make sure that you are able to understand the planning goes a long way with your assets. So. More information, if you need to, you can contact the hospital. I met with Representative Hemschut this past week. She went up to the work building, and we toured around, talked about the state capital budget and also the upcoming legislative session. So I'm just glad that she's so approachable and thankful that she was able to meet and tour around at the work building. I don't have, one last thing. July 19th is our paddle battle. That's our annual fundraiser through the foundation. It support education and scholarships in the community. So that starts at 9 a.m. at Scow Bay, and then 10 a.m. For the bikes. And it ends at Sandy Beach. I think that's all I had for updates and highlights. Do you have any questions?
Thank you for your report, Mr. Hofstetter.
Thanks.
Next, we have Petersburg School District Superintendent Taylor.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Robin Taylor. It's the superintendent for the school district. Just a couple of short updates I wanted to provide. The first is that our remodel in the high school office is about 5 days ahead of schedule right now, so we're going to keep our fingers crossed that that remains so that we'll be able to access the office and get moved in before the first day of school. So everything's on target right now for that. The roof is a little bit of a different story. We're having some challenges with the tin for the sloped roofs, but the flat roofs are on schedule. It's just the sloped roofs we're waiting to find out about our tin order. And then the second major item I wanted to share is that we were notified in the last couple of weeks that we were awarded it's called the CLSD Grant, Comprehensive Statewide Literacy Development Grant. And so this is funding that will help the school district continue to focus on literacy, but it is not just for the school district. It is for birth to grade 12. So we had to develop a plan that really allows us to partner with our local preschools and daycares and focus on early intervention and literacy. And I think I've shared our test scores before are really pretty spectacular, but this will continue to strengthen the work that's already happening in this community. And assuming through the federal level that the funding remains, it is a 5-year grant that will bring in $350,000 a year to the school district to support literacy for kids. So that's what I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. District Ranger Case, would you give your report, please?
Good afternoon. My name is Carrie Case, and I am the District Ranger here in Petersburg for the Forest Service. I just wanted to put out a reminder for folks looking for subsistence permits. That's heavy traffic into our office right now, and we do give out federal permits, not state permits. So sometimes folks come in looking for a state permit, and we're only doing the federal ones. But give us a call if members of the public have questions, and we can help you figure out if you need to come see us or how to access the state permits. We've been working with the PIA youth program this month and in June, which has been great. We're really happy to be able to support that program again this year. We've had them mapping fish traps out at Sandy Beach, treating invasive plants, going out with our fish crew and looking at streams, and helping us clean the recreation sites. And they did get it to jump off the bridge at Blind Slough, so they were pretty. That was their favorite thing when I talked to them, was jumping off the bridge. Speaking of more recreation, work at the Three Lakes Trail System is ongoing. We do have a Student Conservation Association crew out there. So if you're out there hiking and you see a crew working on the trail, that's who's out there. They're overseen by our last remaining trail person, but they're learning, and this is a great project for them to kind of learn some skills as they decide what they want to do in the future. The Castle River Outhouse is now enclosed. Has a roof, all that kind of good stuff. So it was crushed earlier this year. It is now fully functioning. The Thomas Bay stewardship contract, we just were approved to move forward with that through an additional review process that we needed to go through at the Washington office level. That solicitation should be out soon. We're not quite sure of the timeline, but we're figuring that out as of today. We are under a flight moratorium, so no flights, and that's agency-wide right now. It's specifically the Alaska region. We're working some additional things out, but that's changed some of our work this year. So Petersburg Lake Trail, there won't be any work happening up there because we don't have a way to get all of our materials flown in and transported. So hopefully we'll be seeing a change, but if not, that project will continue to be on hold. Our building downtown is on track, a little ahead of schedule. We're hoping that continues and that we're in there no later than May of next year or even earlier, but the contractor's been doing an excellent job, so we're happy to see that continuing on. We do have a new forest supervisor. She's been on the job about 10 weeks. Her name's Monique Nelson. She's going to be in Petersburg next week, so we'll be taking her around to show her some of the things located on the district, and she is located in Juneau. So you may be hearing that name more in the future. And Frank Sherman, our previous forest supervisor, retired. And we wish him well, and happy to have Monique in his place. So that's it for me.
Thank you for your report. Any questions? Yes, Member Lynn.
I have a couple questions for you, Carrie. One, did the flight moratorium also stop any kind of emergency, you know, pickup and problems with that, with doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I think if we had an emergency and we needed to call a flight, I think we could still do that. I'm not sure what the mechanism is for paying for that. That's kind of where we're having the hang-up of looking at just our regularly scheduled flights. I think if there's emergency need, health and safety, that sort of thing, we could still order up a flight, but our regularly scheduled work flights that we queued up early in the season, those have been put on hold.
And did that have any effect on your boat traffic, your ability to get around?
It just made our boats more in demand. So the fleet that we do have, we're just shuffling around between crews a little bit more than we normally would.
Okay.
Yeah, and not going to some places we normally would access via a float plane or a helicopter.
Okay.
Yeah, as well as transporting supplies.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Questions? Okay. Thank you for your report. Next, we have a SEPA Southeast Alaska Power Agency report from Assemblymember SEPA Board Chair Member Lynn.
Thank you. Carl and I attended the meeting June 25th, 26th over in Wrangell. I just have a couple of things I really want to talk about. One is the license amendment for the third turbine at Tyee was submitted on January 27th, 25. And FERC now had, because we've got comments back and we've responded. So right now we don't see any challenges. We don't see any problems. So I think that'll be approved this year. To date, SEPA has made good progress on lining up full funding for the third turbine. Total estimated cost is $24 million. Secured funding includes Department of Energy Section 247 grant of $5 million. And then we have Renewed Energy Fund Round 17 grant for $4 million. So we have $9 million essentially in hand. Unsecured, but promised, we have in the fiscal year 26 congressionally directed spending, we have $4.5 million grant being evaluated by Senator Murkowski's office. And we have a federal investment tax credit program of about $12 million cash tax rebate. And that gets kind of complicated. That we're hoping for. If all that comes through, we pretty much have the third turbine paid for without raising rates or doing anything else. The board at the last meeting approved negotiations with Canyon Industries of Washington State on their initial $12.9 million bid for TAI's third turbine equipment. At the June meeting, the board approved a contract with Canyon Industries for the lump sum of $11.9 million. The TAI third turbine generator and transformer procurement contract after SEPA staff negotiated with them and was able to save about $1 million by the negotiations. Just a couple other things. I don't think we have to worry about the reservoirs being dry this year. So we have, one of them's actually at a record this time of year, and the other one's, I think, 90% full. So we have no problem with that. And then in other news and note, I'd just like to say, I want to talk about the outage. The SEPA outage that occurred on June 21st was a result of an oil level alarm in one of the TAI generator bearings. The alarm served to protect the generator bearings if water was to infiltrate the bearing system. But SEPA has confirmed that no water intrusion in the bearings occurred. We're still trying to figure out why that occurred. One of the things that surprised me was that the loads between the three communities, Wrangell, Ketchikan, and Petersburg, were such that we only needed to run one turbine between the three communities. And when that went down, the whole system went down between the three communities, which was interesting to me. Normally, we will have a couple running, and the next one would pick up, but that didn't happen on this case. And unless you have some other questions for me or Carl has something else to add, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you for your report. All right. Next, we have the mayor's report, which is 2025 municipal election information. If people are interested in running for an elected position in the borough, the first day to file will be July 29, 2025, and the last day to file will be August 26, 2025. Candidacy forms will be available at the front desk upstairs at the municipal building and on the borough website on the election information page on July 23rd. So go to petersburgak.gov for more information about the open seats on the assembly and on other boards. Next, we have the manager's report. Manager Giesbrecht.
Thank you, ma'am. We have moved one resident down from upstairs in assisted living and are working on a double room to get it ready to move in for a married couple. Just for future information, we also had a plumber take a look at it to see what it would take to add a second bathroom, and it's about $15,000, so we'll have to think about that in the future. Working on a new invoicing system between assisted living and Jody's finance group that'll automatically catch potential money loss and will keep track automatically of back payments and owed monies to assisted living. This is a big help to keeping track of particularly Medicaid payments. Assisted living is doing Alaska OSHA training on July 18th for workplace violence. This is one of the requirements of various OSHA rules that we have a certain amount of training that the RAs go through, and this is one that they felt was interested in. Unfortunately, some of our residents can sometimes get a little confused, so how to handle that is really what some of this. Library is offering a variety of youth programs in July. Highlights include the Lego Club, gardening and drawing classes, and Wonder Camp, a special series of day camps focused on art and science. This presented in partnership with the Marine Advisory Program. Information is at psglib.org. Harbor Office is still busy with summer traffic and aiding customers. The Silver Bay fleet has increased transient fishing vessel moorage numbers in a beneficial way. And Glorianne had wanted to note, it's kind of cool seeing about 50 employees from EC Phillips crossing the street headed to the plant from the cookhouse. It's been a long time since we've seen that kind of activity at that plant, so it's really nice. The SEPA North End maintenance shutdown started on June 10th, and we were able to come off diesels on the 16th due to SEPA's staff and contractors accomplishing their tasks. This will surely help with the annual fuel adjustment charge that was seen on the July utility bills. Thanks to all our customers for their efforts to decrease power consumption during the billing period. Power and Light did issue the invitation to bid for the Scow Bay Generation Transformer in May. You heard Carl talk about that. It's as he said, it's amazing to get that many bids on a project. It's not normal, and so we made it much easier. Lots of work, but it made us know that we had a really good bid. Fuel collection for the GIS project went very well. Staff members from Power and Light, Water, Wastewater, and Public Works learned how to input the field data, and they were able to collect approximately 3,000 data points over the 2 weeks. More collection and adjustment for the data will continue, but it was an excellent push towards a new system that will help the borough to become more efficient. So notice things like where poles are, transformers, valves, and so on. So it's a way to help us when we go to fix something. Power Light staff is preparing for the annual FERC inspection at Crystal Lake Dam, which is scheduled for July 15th. And Horizon Associates has submitted plans for the elderly housing cooler freezer floor repair project to the fire marshal for review. Water and sewer lines have been installed to the borough lot at 1200 Lake Street, so that is completed. And Public Works assisted PIA in setting up the Chamber's festival tent for Amy Hollingstead Day on June 28th. The festival tent was then set up at Hammer and Wecombe parking lot on the 2nd of July for 4th of July, and we, I think, coming down today. Busy season with construction projects, harbor use, and cruise ship activities all producing higher levels of refuge and recycling and sanitation. And the sheet piles are in place for pump station 4 construction. Excavation for the wet well will begin this week of July 7th. I spoke with American Cruise Lines the week of June 23rd, and they're working on a contract for the borough to review. We hope to see it this next week. I kind of pinged them again this morning to see what the status is, and we'll know hopefully more later this week. We've started the process to abandon the right-of-way near Oslog Street lot. This action will help make the lot easier to build on. We will have at some point need to have the lot surveyed along with the right-of-way, and are planning on a minor lot consolidation to two nearby lots to make sure they are big enough to build on and have road access. And I attended a meeting on July 2nd with some Alaska Municipal League staff to discuss their support on grant writing assistance. We work with them and our staff to determine which borough projects fit into the available grant programs. And that's all on my report.
Any questions, Steve, back on the Oslot consolidation. Before we go to doing the survey, are you going to make a decision whether we have a buildable lot or not before we spend the money, or what's the process you're going to use?
Yeah, once we get through the abandoning the right-of-way and the lot consolidation, we'll have a better idea what that looks like. And I may have to bring it back to the Assembly if it means a big surveying bill and decide if we want to move forward or not. The Assembly, if the supplemental budget passes, will have put aside about $50,000. If it fits within that budget, then we're probably okay. But surveying can get expensive, and I just don't know what those numbers look like right now.
Thank you.
Any other questions of the manager? Thank you, Steve. Okay, moving on to unfinished business. Ordinance 2025-11, an ordinance amending the official zoning map for Service Area 1 of the Petersburg Borough to rezone Government Lot 12, Section 35, Township 58 South, Range 79 East, Copper River Meridian, parcel number 01-014-010, located at 1016 Sandy Beach Road, from rural residential to single-family residential, second reading. At the direction of the Assembly, the Planning Commission held a public hearing on May 13, 2025, regarding the proposed rezone and recommends the Assembly rezone the parcel prior to a public auction. If approved in three readings, this ordinance will rezone parcel ID 01-014-010, located at 1016 Sandy Beach Road, from rural residential to single-family residential. This ordinance was unanimously approved in its first reading. Could I get a motion, please?
Motion to pass ordinance 2025-11 as written.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion by Member Newman, second by Member Lynn. Any discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item is ordinance 2025-12, an ordinance of the Petersburg Borough adjusting the FY 2026 budget for known changes. This is the second reading. If approved in three readings, a supplemental budget would make three changes to the Property Development Fund. First, add $50,000 to provide utility connection stubs to the property lines of borough lots being proposed to sell in the future. Number two, remove $15,000 of expenses for a public works survey that was completed under budget in 2025. Number three, add $9,300 to use as a local match for a grant application being administered by Alaska Municipal League for a Safe Streets and Roads for All program. Ordinance 2025-12 was unanimously approved in its first reading. Can I get a motion, please?
I move to approve ordinance 2025-12.
Second.
Thank you. Member Lynn put forward the motion. Member Newman seconded it.
I have two amendments to this ordinance, and I'll take one at a time. For my first amendment is to add $17,222 in expenses to the Property Development Fund for library facility-related expenses. These expenses were identified after the library's budget was submitted. $7,222 is to rebuild the domestic water backflow preventer and retest. This repair is necessary to remain in compliance with safety regulations. $10,000 is needed to finish replacing failed library clerestory windows.
I second that.
Thank you. We have a motion from Member Lynn, a second from Member Stanton Gregor. Director Alcock, would you address that, please, for us?
Well, I think Member Lynn summed it up pretty much perfectly. We have two facility issues at the moment, which were not planned for in the budget. One is the failure of our clerestory windows, which are the large windows that you walk in the facility and see. You'll notice they're cloudy if you walk in, and they've been cloudy for a while, and we were lucky enough to get Jason Groen's list to have that replaced, and so we'd like to finish that project. It's partially funded already. The second thing is the backflow on the sprinkler system, which is an essential item that will need to be replaced in the next few months.
Thank you. Any discussion from Assembly members? Questions?
Second.
The windows are not under warranty yet?
They are no longer under warranty, unfortunately.
Discussion? All right, let's get a vote on this amendment, please.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes. Okay, this amendment passes 4-0. And Member Lynn, I guess you have a second.
Yes, I do. Transfer $90,000 from Fund 758, School Deferred Maintenance, to Fund 350, the borough's debt service fund, to cover school bond payments that the state of Alaska normally reimburses the borough for. This is due to the governor's vetoes and reductions that have now been signed and published. Per HB 53, the school bond reimbursement appropriation has been reduced. The program is funded for fiscal year 26 at approximately 69%. Petersburg has been looking at full funding from the state at approximately $287,000. And with the reduction, it will be approximately $198,000 instead. The borough was officially notified of this reduction on June 23rd by the State of Alaska Department of Education.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All right, thank you. Member Lynn put forward the motion. Member Newman seconded it. Discussion? Manager Giesbrecht, would you want to elaborate?
I can give it a shot. Yeah, this is a direct result, as Assemblymember Lynn read, for the governor's vetoes. School bond deferment, the state used to pay a portion of that, if not all of it, and that has been since reduced. So if we're going to make our bond payment, we need to move the money around. So let's move it from one school account to a different one to pay for the bond payment.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion by assembly members? Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes. Okay, the amendment passes 4-0. Moving back to the main motion, which is adjusting the FY 2026 budget for known changes. Seeing no further discussion, clerk, please call the roll on that.
Could I get a motion on that?
Make a motion to pass ordinance 2025-12. An ordinance to the Petersburg Borough adjusting the fiscal year 2026 budget for known changes with the amendments. Would that be correct? Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to make another motion, do we? I believe the main motion was already on the floor.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Thank you,
Jay.
Yes.
You guys are on track.
So now I guess what the question is on the main motion. It's on the table.
Amended.
All right. Please call the roll.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Marsh?
Yes.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 4-0 with its amendments. Next item is Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department Rental Agreement. Director Hankins requests that a rental agreement between the Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department and the borough be approved for purposes of establishing proof of residence for the volunteer's local post office box. Could I get a motion, please?
Motion to approve the rental agreement between the Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department and the borough for purposes of establishing proof of residence for a volunteer local post office box.
Thank you. Second.
All right, Member Newman put forward the motion. Member Lynn seconded it. Any discussion? And clerk, please call the roll.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes 4-0. Now we are moving on to new business, Resolution 2025-13, a resolution authorizing specified borough officials and employees to conduct financial activities on behalf of the Petersburg Borough. This resolution formally lists designated officials and employment positions within the Petersburg Borough to ensure that the authorization list is current and reflects the present organizational structure of the borough. Could I get a motion, please?
Make a motion to approve Resolution 2025-13 as presented.
Second.
Newman put forward the motion. Member Lynn put forth the second. Any discussion? And clerk, please call the roll.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Thank you. This motion passes 4-0. Next, we have Resolution 2025-14, a resolution opposing the sale of public lands and advocating for responsible stewardship. If passed, this resolution advocating against the sale of public lands will be sent to the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, Senators Murkowski and Sullivan, and Representative Begich. Could I get a motion, please, on this resolution?
I move to approve Resolution 2025-14.
Second.
Thank you. Member Stanton Gregor put forward the motion. Member Lynn seconded. Any discussion? Member Stanton Gregor, please.
Thank you, Mayor Marsh. Yeah, Eric Regula and I worked together on creating this resolution when this was still a part of the Senate reconciliation bill, and obviously that's been removed at this point. but we felt it was important to send the delegation a clear message from us as the Petersburg Borough about how we feel about our public lands. As some of you may remember looking at that map on the Senate bill, there's a lot of federal lands going to be turned loose into private hands around Petersburg. I think by sending this resolution now, we can be on record for potentially next year during budget session, leaning on the federal level. In short, I think it's very important we make our take a clear stand and let our delegation know how we feel. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
Yeah, I feel this is very important. I don't think that this idea or concept is going to go away from what I've read from the senator in Utah. So this is a very good idea to let our delegation know exactly how we feel.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, please call the roll, clerk.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Lynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Thank you. The resolution passes 4-0. Next, we have a letter of support for Cake Fuel Dock. Cake Tribal has requested a letter of support from the Petersburg Borough Assembly to include their grant application for the construction of a new marine fuel dock in Cake, Alaska.
Okay. I move to approve the letter of support for Cake Fuel Dock grant.
Second.
All right, any discussion, questions? Yes, Member Lynn.
I put that forward. The idea being Cake has been without a fuel dock for quite a few years now, and they have an opportunity here to apply for a grant to help put that back in place. And I think it for our support will help get that grant, hopefully get that grant for them. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, please call the roll, clerk.
Member Lynn? Member Lynn?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Okay, that passes 4-0 to send a letter of support for that project. The next item, we have P&D engineer proposal of $1,500 to update Concept 7 of proposed American Cruise Line stock. Harbor Master Wolin requested P&D engineers prepare a proposal for updating the Concept 7 American Cruise Line stock with a scalable aerial drawing to show dimensions between the existing Alaska Marine Highway System and proposed ACL dock. Can I get a motion, please?
Move to authorize expenditure of $1,500 to update Concept 7 of proposed American Cruise Line dock.
For a second.
I'll second it.
You have a proposal or a motion by Member Lynn, a second by Member Stanton Gregor. Any discussion? Member Newman.
So the Assembly's already approved that this project move forward. So I don't really see the value of this. I think what the intention is to try to determine the distances from between the ferry terminal and ACL and where the proposed ACL dock would be. So I took it upon myself to go down there last night with my laser rangefinder. And from the very corner of the Petromarine dock, where that would be where the top of the ramp would be going down, I took my laser rangefinder and I range-finded the Alaska Marine Highway. The very last set of dolphins has a big yellow bumper on there. And it was 220 yards. So that's 660 feet. And then I went home and I looked at the P&D design for the dock with the ramp structure. And near as I could tell, the ramp is 100 feet, the dock is 120. Of course, the ramp's at an angle. So it's, probably between the two, it's going to be 200 feet or less just for the dock. So that puts it, the end of the dock would be approximately 460 feet away from the end of the ferry terminal dock. If you then take into consideration the dolphin, and I just estimated that the last dolphin would be approximately 50 feet from the end of the ACL dock. putting the overall distance from Petro to the last dolphin approximately 250 feet. So that from 660 minus 250 is 410 feet. And I think the Columbia, which is our largest ferry, is 408 feet. So that leaves a full ferry boat length from the end of the Alaska Marine Highway facility or terminal. So I don't really see the value of spending $1,500 on a study that I don't feel really is necessary after we've already approved this project to move forward. So I'm not going to be in favor of this.
I have two questions for the manager. One, when I read this, I questioned, is it necessary to make a decision on the American Cruise Lines dock, one, and two, is it going to hold up any decision to the assembly to if it was approved?
So I have a couple of things. First of all, this request did not come from GLO. It came from the mayor, so just to be on record. And to your question, so I'm working under the premise that a quorum of the assembly told me to go negotiate with ACL, and that's what I'm doing. I'm waiting on a contract from them. There'll be, you know, for us to look through once I get it in my hands. I'll review it with some staff, then the borough attorney, and if we make any changes, we'll go back to ACL with that. And then once that's all, when we're on the same page, it comes back in front of the assembly for the assembly to say, yes, we're good, or no. So I don't need additional information related to the location of the dock to work through that process. That was a request of the mayor's again. He was interested or concerned. So at this point, that's kind of my marching orders. Is the assembly asked me to negotiate a contract with ACL, and that's what I'm doing. I just got a text while we're sitting here. You know, I should have it by the proposed contract in the next couple of days from ACL. I will meet with my staff to make sure that they don't see anything in it that is problematic. I'll talk to the attorney, make sure she doesn't see anything. And again, like if there's no changes to it and ACL is on board, then it'll come to the assembly at a future meeting for you guys to basically ratify. So I'm not sure if I answered your question or not, but it's, that's the direction I'm working under right now.
I follow up question to that. I didn't see any, if I had that piece of information in my hand, I wouldn't see it changing my mind. I was looking, and if we did have it at some future date, would it have value to us to make some other decision if we were to approve it? Or I'm fussing my mind,
sure,
here.
Through the mayor, I'm not sure. I had a conversation with the mayor. He was concerned that if there was enough clearance for the ferry, as well as the new dock being in place. And that's as much as I can speak to it. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Representative Greger.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Yeah, just two quick points. I wanted to thank both the manager and Member Newman for the words they shared on the discussion. I'm glad I seconded it now so we could, the listening public and myself, can get some further insight. I will also be voting no on this today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I appreciate modern technology with laser rangefinders. might have saved the borough $1,500. I am not in favor of this as well. So, Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Member Newman?
No.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
No.
Member Lynn?
No.
Member Stanton Greger?
Nope.
Thank you. Motion fails with four nays. Next, we have communications. The correspondence received to the Assembly from members of the public and other entities received since June 12, 2025 can be found in the packet. And next we have assembly discussion items. Any assembly member comments or recognitions? Member Stanton Greger.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. I have a recognition. I would like to recognize a friend and former colleague in Nancy Strand, who passed several weeks ago. I was honored to be a at her service and see so many great people there. I wanted to give some context for Nancy as a public servant. Nancy was from in October 2001, she's elected to the Utility Advisory Board. In June of 2006, she was appointed to the Petersburg Borough Charter Commission. February of 2008, she was appointed to the Utility Advisory Board. April of 2010, to the City Council, later to be the Borough Assembly, from re-elected again in 2012 and 2015. She served until October of 2018. And for those who paid attention to meetings or just knew Nancy, I learned very much from her. She could be kind, gentle, and extraordinarily cantankerous if she wasn't liking what you were saying. She had great range in her personality, and I mean that in a loving sign of respect. I felt honored to have served with her, and to anybody who got to cross paths with her, I hope you get some cardamom or a keychain light. So thank you to my friend Nancy today. I wanted to recognize her. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Stanton-Greger. Any other recognitions? I would like to thank the Public Works for their efforts in setting up the tents for Amy Hollingstead Day, as well as 4th of July festivities. They do a lot of work behind the scenes that is not always recognized. So thank you to their crew. Seeing no further recognitions, could I get a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.